Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. Multiple damaging and deadly tornadoes tore through parts of the South and Midwest this weekend, injuring dozens. Four people were killed, all in Oklahoma, including a baby, officials say. The destruction was extensive in the city of Sulphur, south of Oklahoma City, where a tornado ripped off roofs, downed buildings, and tossed cars. Governor Kevin Stitt was there to tour the aftermath.
You just can't believe the destruction. Like, it seems like every business in downtown has been destroyed now.
Recovery efforts are underway there, as well as in Nebraska and Iowa, where twisters also turned homes and businesses to rubble. The National Weather Service says it is near peak severe weather time for the central southern plains. Former President Donald Trump's hush money trial resumes tomorrow in New York, and NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the jury has been hearing from people with close ties to the former president.
Tabloid publisher David Pecker testified he's friendly with the former president, but he offered damaging testimony about hush money payments in 2016. Pecker said those payoffs were designed to hide information from voters, not the Trump family. Trump's longtime assistant Rona Graff also briefly appeared before the jury. This week, Judge Juan Merchan will consider new allegations that Trump defied a gag order by attacking his former lawyer Michael Cohen and other potential witnesses. The jury will hear more from a banker who worked with Cohen when the trial resumes Tuesday. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Diplomatic efforts to end more than 6 months of war in Gaza are ramping up. A delegation from Hamas is due in Cairo for peace talks with mediators from Qatar and Egypt. The BBC's Yolan Nell reports there are signs Hamas is reacting somewhat positively to Israel's latest proposal and hostage release deal.
After weeks of an impasse in negotiations, a senior official from Hamas is quoted as saying that it has no major issues with the proposal now being discussed. Reports say that the latest offer involves new wording on restoring calm to Gaza that's meant to satisfy Hamas demands for a full ceasefire in return for releasing hostages. Last night's phone call between President Biden and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is said to have focused on the negotiations. They'll also be discussed as the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the Foreign Secretary Lord Cameron join a meeting of the World Economic Forum in Riyadh today.
The BBC's Yolan Nell reporting. Hamas has said it won't back down from demands for full withdrawal of Israeli troops. Israel has said it will continue military operations until Hamas is defeated. Israel, meantime, conducted more deadly airstrikes on homes in Rafah overnight, part of regular strikes on the Gaza city it calls the last Hamas stronghold. Palestinian health officials say a baby was among those killed. This is NPR News. Wall Street is gearing up for a busy week, with the Federal Reserve set to hold its latest policy meeting starting tomorrow. And NPR's Rafael Nam reports some of the country's top companies this week will be reporting their quarterly earnings.
The Fed has a lot to think about this week. Inflation is proving to be more stubborn than expected. That means the Fed is more likely to keep interest rates on hold this week. The big question is what happens next. The Fed had previously projected 3 rate cuts this year, but the economic outlook has become a lot cloudier, so investors are eager to hear more about the Fed's latest thinking. We'll also get more earnings results, including from Amazon, Apple, and McDonald's. And on Friday, we'll get the latest snapshot of the labor market with new jobs data. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk is in China. He arrived yesterday on a surprise visit that already appears to be paying off. Musk met with China's premier Li Chang, who praised Tesla as a model of China-U.S. cooperation. Now Reuters is reporting Tesla has made headway getting approval to roll out its self-driving software, moving it closer to getting its self-driving cars on Chinese roadways. China is its second largest market. It comes after the car company reported worse than expected first quarter earnings. And for China, praising Tesla may reassure foreign companies to invest at a time when Beijing is trying to get its economy back on track. Asian shares are trading higher this morning. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.